What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. Today is Monday, so you know what that means. It's time for Monday Momentum. All right, it's 2025 and it's February 24th, and we got a great show for you today. But before we even kick off the show and get going, I got to bring out my co-host. Come on out here, Producer Brick. Come on. Bring him out.
What's up? Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy Black History Month. How you doing, Jonathan?
Happy Black History Month. We good. I'm still Black. I'm still alive. No complaints.
Amen. Same here.
Yeah. So let me go and get into my Black History fact.
All right.
And I want to take us back to 1890 with Ida Gray Nelson Rawlings. She graduated from the University of Michigan's College of Dentistry, and she was one of just three women in her graduating class, and she was the very first African-American woman dentist in the United States. Ida Gray Nelson Rawlings. She's my Black History fact for today.
All right. I do not know, but I'm telling you, you do so good digging up ones that are just not common. So kudos to you.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to get into what I saw scrolling. My Black History fact is actually in my stories today. I'm going to start with, Apple. Okay. I'm going to get Apple out of the way. So, you know, Apple, everybody, you know, Apple versus Android. I'm team Apple. I got my iPad. I'm on my Mac. I got my iPhone. Okay. So Apple, one of America's tech giants and the largest taxpayers, and their CEO led by Tim Cook. So they are making the largest ever spending commitment with a whopping, guess what? Guess how much, Jonathan?
I have no idea.
Well, it's right there on the screen. But $500 billion in the United States over the next 4 years. So big stuff for Apple. I'm kind of excited to see where this is going to go. But where is all this happening? So they're expanding across the states. So Michigan, Texas, California, Arizona, Nevada, Iowa, Oregon, North Dakota, and Washington. So what are these moves? Where is this money? What are we doing with the money? So they're opening a new manufacturing facility in Houston for the servers that power their Apple Intelligence. So that's for their AI. Then they are doubling the U.S. Advanced Manufacturing Fund from $5 billion to $10 billion. So just throwing a little more extra money in that. And then creating, you'll like this one, Jonathan, creating a manufacturing academy in Detroit to help implement AI in businesses. So that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
And
I like
then my
that.
Last
I like that.
One, and then my last one here, you see the fact on the screen. It says they are planning to hire 20,000 new employees. So mostly in R&D, research and development, silicon engineering and AI. So if you're in any of those industries, Apple will be looking for you sometime soon in the future.
That's good. Yeah, giving people jobs. I like it.
Yeah. Same here. And so also a cool thing about them is that so that $500 billion, but also when I mentioned that they're the largest taxpayers. So Apple has paid $75 billion in taxes. Yeah. Yeah, so they are the largest taxpayers. So, kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah. And that was over the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of bread.
That is a lot of bread. But, hey, they pay their taxes. So, kudos to them. Okay, so next.
That's good.
Yes, that's good. So next, do you know who this man is, Jonathan?
Mm, Looks like he has a familiar face, but I'm not getting the name.
Okay, no. Okay. Well, this is my Black History fact. I kind of got two, but this is one of them. So this is the broadcasting legend Lester Holt. So he is the trusted face of NBC Nightly News. And today he announced that he is stepping down as anchor of NBC Nightly News this summer. But don't worry, if you know Dateline, he hosts Dateline, and he's still going to be hosting Dateline NBC full time. Also, so this is the Black History fact. So Holt made history in 2015 as the first African American solo anchor of a weekday network nightly newscast, and has been in the chair for a decade. So that Yeah. I mean, you get a seat like that. Yeah, you're definitely gonna stay in it. So just some context of the show. So the ratings for this show, NBC Nightly News, they average about 6.1 million viewers, coming into second place to ABC's World News Tonight. So, I mean, the viewership is just crazy. So, yeah, just a fun fact. So what's next for him? They have not set his successor yet, but that time will come pretty soon because he steps down in the summertime. And for his future, he has signed on to NBC a long-term contract. So he will be focusing on Dateline full-time, like I said before. But as he said, that he's excited and he's focusing on Dateline, but he wants to craft Dateline hours on subjects that he deeply cares about. So congratulations to Lester Holt. Happy Black History Month. And and I did not know that he was the first African-American man to host a weekday nightly newscast. So that's pretty cool.
I like that, though. I like that. Just like you said, he's getting to the point to where he did what he had to do, so now he can get to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's super neat.
Yeah, exactly. And my last story here, the lovely Roberta Flack here, she has passed away at the age of 88. So she lost her battle with ALS, and yeah, so, you know, God rest her soul, and rest in peace, Miss Roberta Flack. So some of her great achievements was that she won Grammy Record of the Year 2 times in a row, and she is the only solo artist to do that. So that's my other Black History fact. So amazing. And then she gave us the timeless hits, Killing Me Softly, as well as The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which is a personal fave of mine. So just love her voice. And, you know, she's her voice is of the 70s, and she mixed that with soul, jazz, rock, and pop into her unforgettable voice. So, you know, rest in peace, Miss Roberta Flack.
Rest in peace. I had no idea she's the one who wrote "Killing Me Softly." I was ignorant enough to think that. I was ignorant enough to think that it was Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, wow. It's not.
You learn something new every time you look at Black History.
Oh, and I got one more. I got one more here. Just.
What else you got? What else you got for us?
Just a little funny. Just a little funny. So these kids. Oh my gosh! Do you see this stuff? Look at the kids.
Oh my goodness. Got these babies lined up.
Look at them. Look at them.
He is gone.
First place.
He was training. My man was training for this one.
He's so cute.
Happy Black History Month.
I'm trying to get a baby a high five.
Happy Black History Month.
Look at yeah. A boy won his first race, okay? In diapers.
That's
he ready. He ready for whatever. He's ready for whatever.
Oh man.
Yeah, but that's all I got, Jonathan. So if you would like to submit something for What I Saw Scrolling, if you saw something scrolling, hit me up at my DMs at Producer Brit on Instagram, TikTok. And yeah, I will review it and I'll put it on the show. All right, back to you, Jonathan.
All right, there it is. Y'all, we're gonna come right back. We're gonna come right back, and I'm excited to share this message on today for today's Monday Momentum. But we're gonna get a quick commercial break. But before we take that break, I just wanna let you know, if you have not hit that subscribe button, go ahead and hit that subscribe button to make sure that you become a part of the Speaker Success family. All right, we'll be right back after this brief commercial. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun, but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Welcome back for more Speak Your Success. And just like I said before, I'm really excited about this message. Being Monday and knowing that every once in a while, we all need a little bit of momentum just to get through the week. And as I was thinking earlier and just preparing for tonight's show, I began to think about when I first started working at True Religion. And for those of you who may not know, True Religion is a jeans store. They sell jeans that just, the prices just run up. And one day I went into work and this was the day that my boss was giving out raises, right? I see some people in the chat. What's going on, Fred Jones Esquire? If y'all in the chat, just talk to us so we know you're here. Roll call in the chat. But y'all, my boss was giving out raises and the young lady went back before me. And then she came back and she was like, Jonathan, I just got $2 more an hour raise. And I said, man, that's awesome. But y'all know how it is. You know how it is when you get to the point to where you know somebody who's working at the job, but you also know that you've been working harder than them. You make more money than them. You're like, oh, my raise is about to kill, right? So I go in the back room and I kind of have a little pride. My chest is pumped up. And I go and talk to my manager and she's like, Jonathan, you've been doing great work. You've been showing up on time. So I'm going to offer you a 50 cent an hour raise. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, Jonathan, that's what we're going to offer you. And I'm like, no. That can't be right. She was like, well, Jonathan, do you want to take the raise or what are we doing? And I said, no. You can keep that. I'm good. And then I walked out the back room. And as you can see, my attitude was terrible at this time. Right. So I come out the back room and then I'm talking to one of my homeboys. He's like, Jonathan, what's up? And I was like, man, I just went back there to talk to Marlene about getting this raise. And he said, what did she say? I said, she told me I get 50 cents an hour. And I was like, I'm not taking that. And he was like, bro, yeah, well, the truth is, John, your attitude is kind of bad. And I said, my attitude is bad? Your attitude is worse than mine. What do you mean? Right? We've all been here before, right? To where somebody is telling you one thing, but you just don't want to accept it. And then I went to my other friend who's like my brother. His name was Miguel. And I was like, Miguel, do you think I have a bad attitude, bro? And he looked at me and he was like, well, when are you talking about, John? He was like, are you talking about on Tuesdays? Because Tuesdays was typically the days where we would go to church. And he was like, John, on Tuesdays, your attitude isn't bad. You know, we're getting ready to go to church. But he said, any other day of the week? Yeah, your attitude kind of sucks, bro. I was like, man, shut up. Fold these jeans. Get out of my face. And then just before my manager was getting ready to walk out for the day, right? Because she was getting ready to go on vacation and she was just riding on a high. Then it got to the point to where I was like, Marlene, wait, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. And she was like, Jonathan, nope, you're not about to ruin my vacation. And I was like, what do you mean? She said, Jonathan, I didn't want to be the one to have to tell you this. But she said, Jonathan, your attitude sucks. And I was like, no, Marlene, but wait, talk to me. She said, no, Jonathan, I'm out. I'm going on my vacation. And then this was the part for me to where I really had to come to grips with something. because my manager, she left. She was gone for 3 whole days. And this was the time to where I'm sitting here and I'm just having to stew in what she said. I'm having to reflect on what my friends told me. I'm having to be in this spot to where I'm like, can they even be right? Like, is this even true? And then I felt like this was really the time where God just gave me to have to myself, to where I began to have to reflect on where I was, right? I began to have to reflect on what I was doing. And I started thinking that my attitude had been bad with those previous managers, that I had been a cancer at that store, and that I was affecting everybody that I came in contact with in a negative way. And then during this time, that was when I felt God gave me that time to really stop and reflect on being grateful for where I was, being grateful for the problems that I had and the challenges that I had. And then during that time, that was when I birthed something called the No Complain Campaign. And the thing about the No Complain Campaign, it wasn't me saying that I'm never going to complain ever again in my life, but me doing the No Complain Campaign was me just sharing with people how they can begin to be positive and how they can begin to be grateful for everything that they have, right? So if it be the fact of you having problems and challenges and whatever it might be, and you want to complain, but I guarantee you, if I laid my problems out on the floor like they were cards, and then you laid yours out the same, I guarantee you would want to pick up your problems versus wanting to deal with somebody else's. So then after me birthing this No Complain Campaign, then I began to get other people on the journey with me, right? And then I began to have people all across the country began to take these pictures and write out these words, and they were just beginning to share, hey, this is my story. This is what I went through. And y'all, it was the ability to self-reflect, the ability to self-assess. And then finally, when my boss came back, I had to apologize to her. I said, Marlene, wait. She said, Jonathan, don't talk to me. I said, no, Marlene, wait. She said, what is it, Jonathan? I just came back from vacation. I'm still feeling good. I'm not ready to clock back in just yet. And I said, Marlene, I'm sorry. I said, I was wrong. I was the one giving you a challenge. I was the one causing so much stress in the store when I was supposed to be helping you, because she was my new manager at the time. So y'all, from that point, that was one of those life-altering moments to where it shifted my whole perspective and my outlook on life. And now going forward, and this is what even gets me excited about this Monday momentum today, is because I know that if there is a challenge or a struggle that I'm faced with in my life, that I need to take time and I need to self-assess, what can I do where I'm at right now? Complaining or crying over spilled milk isn't going to do anything for me. And I want you to take that same challenge. I want you to begin to reflect for yourself. Just think, where is one area to where you have been crying, whining, moaning about, to where in this particular area, you get to say, I don't have to go to work, but I get to go to work. I don't have to serve my husband or wife. I get to cook them dinner, or I get to run their bath, or whatever it might be. So just begin to think about that a little bit going into tonight. How can we be grateful for where we are? And when I began to understand that principle in my mind, that began to shift my attitude. That began to shift how I arrived to work. I stopped arriving to work late, and I started showing up a little bit earlier to make it easier on everyone around me. So there's just two things I want to share with you from this story, two of my takeaways. The first takeaway would be, just like I shared before, self-reflect. Where can I focus on to where I can improve today, right? And then the second thing is, how can I began to identify my four corners. And that's the people who you're surrounding yourself with that are going to be honest with you, just like my guy Josh, and just like my guy Miguel. They were honest with me. Marlene was honest with me, right? These are areas to where we have to begin to focus on. If we don't focus on these areas, how can we truly grow? So family, I hope that gave you a little bit of momentum going into your week, right? Takari, I see you. I see you speaking to my soul. God bless you. Fred Jones, I see you. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with producer Britt for one of my favorite segments, which is Ask Jonathan. We'll be right back with more Speaker Success. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right, welcome back to Speak Your Success. Producer Britt, talk to me.
Well, one, that was a good story. I like that. Bad attitude turn good, you know. It is, you know, when people tell you have a bad attitude, you know, you do have to go Michael Jackson that thing and go look at the man in the mirror, okay? Because you're like, what you mean? No, it's you, honey. It's you. It's you. Yeah. You are the problem. Yeah. So, you know, and then when you look, it's me, you know? And once you realize, you know, it's yourself, then you can fix and you can course correct and you can do what you need to do. So, hey, I needed that this momentum Monday for sure, you know?
That's it. You got a course correct, or you're gonna self destruct. So you got it. Hey.
That's for okay. Sure. Okay, you ready for my question?
Come on. Let's go.
All right. So, what interview moment are you most proud of in your career? You've interviewed a lot of people.
Most proud of in my career. Mm-hmm. I would say it was those times where I prepared and I felt great about it because I prepared, but then we started having an organic conversation. I just threw the cards out the window. I said, oh, I'm locked in.
Yeah.
So it would be one of those things to where I actually prepared for the opportunity, but then, you know, just going with the flow.
Okay. So, you know, social media and just being online has changed the way people have approached, you know, each other. So in what way has social media changed the way you approach people?
Social media, how has it changed the way? Well, for one, I mean, social media has allowed me to still be myself in social media form. Because I'll send somebody a DM with a voice memo and I'll talk to them like I know them. Mm-hmm. I'll send them a video and I'll talk to them like I know them. Like, hey, what's up? Da 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 da. And then they'll hit me back. But even in other spaces, like in person, mm-hmm. I still can be very introverted. I think the pandemic served me well in terms of just still being like, ooh, I have to really push myself to connect with people in person, networking-wise. Yeah.
Okay. And my last one here is we're live, you know, four days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, y'all. Catch us live right here on YouTube. What else? Facebook. We're everywhere that you can be live, okay? We're getting there. Now, Jonathan, what's something about, I would say TV, but YouTube TV and just going live, hosting, that would surprise most of our viewers? What's something about a live show that would surprise them?
Most of our viewers have no idea how much preparation we put into each episode. And even for one, the amount of preparation we put in is also a slight, because it's on your side. You have how many years media experience, producer Britt?
Oh man, I'm going on 11. I'm going on 11 now. Yeah.
You got 11 years media experience. You got your degree in media. Yeah. I've been podcasting since 2017. So even with that, and then we still put in a significant amount of time in preparation for the show. So people have no idea what that preparation is, what that looks like, how long it took us to get our process together to be able to flow like this. Yeah. So yeah, that's what y'all need to know.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, because we wanted to do this in person. We wanted to be, you know, you and I in person in the same room, have a set, and, you know, life happens, and this is just what works for us. So I'm glad that we decided on this live, no recording, one take, Drake, get it done, and we out of there.
That's it right there.
All right, well, those are my questions. If you have any questions for Jonathan that you would like him to answer, hit me up at my DMs on Producer Britt on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I think you got to be friends on Facebook. So let's just do TikTok and Instagram. But we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started. All right. So I really enjoyed today's show. Really had a great show. Every time I get to share that message, it really fires me up. So I hope you're able to get some value from tonight's show. And I just want to give y'all the final thought. I just want to recap what I shared a little bit earlier. And I want you to make sure that you give yourself time and give yourself the space to self-assess. Give yourself the freedom to self-assess, right? It's perfectly fine if you're not perfect or great at everything, but you can be good at one thing, right? So we can self-assess where we want to grow and improve. And then the second thing I said was identify your four corners, right? There's four legs on a table. There's four spaces to where you often, there's four legs on the table, there's four legs on a chair. These are the areas to where they're your foundations. These are the people who are honest with you, who support, and who hold you up. So make sure to identify those people and make sure to self-assess so that you truly can grow to the level that you want to grow and exceed like you want to exceed. Until next time, family, be sure to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss us every time we go live. Like producer Britt said earlier, we're going live 4 times a week, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. This is your favorite late night talk show, okay? I'm Jonathan Jones, that's producer Britt. And remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?